Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Ramble.
Pretty basic.
Okay, let's do the damn thing.
Love that intro.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Welcome back to Pretty Basic.
Pretty Basic.
Your weekly dose of Rem and Lita.
Oh my God, that's cute. Hashtag Remlosha. So, can we start off this episode by just saying thank you so much for all of the feedback on last week's episode?
Yes.
I want to cry because, first of all, that episode is by far my favorite so far. So,
me too.
I think it was so good because it was like somewhat funny because I'm an idiot. Also, it was like fun because you got to hear the behind the scenes of YouTube and stuff that everyone was wondering for a long time, and then also ended with something more serious that I think people needed to hear. So
no, definitely. I feel like that's how we talk all the time anyway, because we always talk I feel like one of our hobbies together is just sitting and talking and having heart to hearts, because that's literally what we do all the time. But that's how it usually is. We're like laughing and then we're crying and then we're laughing.
It's just high highs, low lows. It's a very well-rounded friendship episode. Well-rounded conversation. So, yeah, thank you guys so much. So many of the tweets were just like, wow, Pretty Basic every single week is what I needed to hear without even knowing it. And I mean, it's just us talking. So that's crazy to think about and such an honor. So thank you guys. And we love you. And thank you for listening. I'm sniffling and crying. Oh, side note, by the way, my voice is gone again. I think this is just going to be a weekly thing now.
It's fine.
I don't know where it went. But anyways, I'm here. It's fine. So today I thought that we could talk about our trip to New Zealand.
Oh, yeah, because we were just about to board our flight pretty much.
Yeah, literally like the next day we left. So, oh my gosh, it feels like forever ago.
It does.
It was just a few days ago.
Literally.
But we wanted to talk about it. And, you know, just I feel like this will be really good to look back on one day when we're older and listen to like what we did and what happened. And also we can share with everybody too. It was a very...
It was a great trip. Like we said, we went for work. We literally legally cannot say anything, which is so, you know, it's just part of the business.
Part of the biz. That's showbiz, baby.
showbiz, baby.
But yeah, I wanted to just talk about like everything and how I feel like this trip came to be is so funny. And then, you know, actually what happened on the trip. And I guess we'll just start talking about it because we're just like ranting a lot right now.
Well, first off, we should talk about the fact that we made that Ariana Grande Thank You Next music video.
Oh my God.
And
yes!
I'm so sad because Twitter took it down.
Oh yeah.
For both of us.
How rude. And Instagram like pitched it for me and they were like, this is copyrighted music, which let me just say, we're not making a single cent off of this, Ariana.
Yeah.
You can give, we're just trying to spread the love your song.
Wait,
I love you. I know everything about you. I'm your biggest fan. So I just don't get why you're doing this to me.
It's still on my IGTV. So you guys can go watch it there.
Same.
But we made a music video. It was so funny.
It was hilarious. And I don't know. I just love it so much. It was just like us being stupid too.
It also reminded me of old YouTube, of us just being two girls being stupid, having fun. Making a music video.
Brie and I would do that like every weekend when we were younger.
Fully.
So good. Anyways, yes. So how this trip came to be, I thought was really funny. How we found out about it was, or at least how I found out about it. I don't know about you. We went to dinner with, Greg gets a shout out in every episode. he's smiling so big right now. Greg, our agent, we were at dinner with him at Catch and we were just like having dinner and he's like, oh, by the way, I pitched you for this thing. You guys might be going to New Zealand next week. And we're like, okay, yeah, whatever. Like brushed it off. We're literally leaving to go to Ohio. And like, I'm actually like boarding the plane. I get a text like, hey, so do you want to go to New Zealand in like 3 days? And I was like, yeah, okay, I guess if Alicia's going, like, I'm going. So that was how it came to be. I thought it was really random and funny how, like, spur of the moment these trips can be sometimes.
No, that's the life of a YouTuber. You literally never know if you're leaving the country. Mm-hmm. Literally leaving the country. And New Zealand for me has always been on my bucket list. I've always, always, always wanted to go. And I knew I would go at some point. And it was the first time I had an offer to go there. And what's funny, though, is I'm working on another project right now. And I really, like, oh my God, I was going to prioritize that.
Yeah.
So I was going to pass on this. But because it was New Zealand, I was like, I have to. And then luckily we were able to work around the schedule and redo everything. So I was able to go. So that's how it was one of those moments of, dang, I really want to go. But is it the best decision? Because I have this I need to prioritize. But it's always been on my bucket list.
Yeah.
But I need to leave in 24 hours. And
that's so funny that that was your reason for going, was wanting to go to New Zealand. And I went because... for what we went for, I have a very personal tie to, and something that, yeah.
Yeah, same, so that's same,
so,
same
so interesting. So yeah, that's the reason why we went, and that's kind of how it came to be. And now we'll go into the whole story time.
No, we met a lot of subscribers there too, and everyone was like, why are you in New Zealand?
Like, and we're like, oh, we're here for like 48 hours. Yeah. And we're leaving. They're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What's happening?
It was so, so funny.
Random, but fun. But anyways, there are many story times that can come from this whole trip. So I figured it would just be a whole devoted episode.
Also, I tweeted yesterday. I don't know if you saw. Anyways, Kylie Jenner said that 2017 was the year of realizing things. I swear 2018 is that.
Honestly, I think every year is the year of realizing
things. No, 2018, I swear. And this trip was just another. I feel like there were just so many realizations and just,
oh my God.
I don't even know.
This trip was insane. Anyways, okay, well, let's just get to it. So first up, just like little mini anecdotes, I guess, that filled up our whole trip, that just made up the whole thing. We board the flight and we flew from LA to San Francisco, had like an hour layover, and then flew from San Francisco to Auckland. And everything was fine and dandy. And we get to San Francisco, we go into the like lounge thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was like, I'm forgetting where you're going.
No,
with this,
I've got the outline, girl. Don't worry.
This is hilarious.
Don't worry. So we get to SFO and we get to the business class lounge and we have like a little bit of a layover. We're hanging out. We're like, there's food in there. There's like chairs you can like hang out in. And mama didn't raise no fool. If you didn't know, I'm Asian. So we are pretty frugal. Well, I'm not the most frugal, but anyways, I try to be when I can. And they have a plethora of like fruits and snacks and things you can take on your flight. And I was like, oh, my mom's going to be proud of me. I'm going to be healthy. And I grabbed like 3 oranges and a banana. And I was like, snacks for the plane. Got it. Good. So I filled them up in my backpack and we board the flight to New Zealand. It's like a 12-hour flight. Alicia knocked out the entire time.
I literally slept the entire time.
We took off. She was dead. And then we landed and she was dead. And then she woke up.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we're like flying. I slept a good amount of the way. And then I remember hearing, I mean, I don't really listen. Who really listens when the people talk on the loudspeaker on the plane, honestly?
Everyone should.
Well, yeah, I should now. So we're listening. It's fine. And I just remember hearing like, please take everything. Like, don't bring anything into the country. And they fill out like a customs form. Everybody's filling it out. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'm just like signing it. No big deal. We get off the flight and we go through security. We have to go through customs and everything. Obviously, we're in a new country. And we put our bags through the security thing. And we're like waiting. Alicia goes through. Everything's perfect, crystal clear. I start going through and they pull my backpack and I was like, wait, I wonder what's happening. And I realized, oh no, I left some oranges in there. No big deal though. Like, it's fine. Like, they'll just take them out. So they like pull me aside and this really mean TSA agent's like, excuse me, what's in here? And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot I have a couple oranges in there. And she's like, oranges? And I was like, yeah, sorry. Like, can I just take them out? I think there's like 2 in there. I was like being very honest. And she was like, you signed this customs form saying that you're not bringing anything into this country and we're going to fine you
$400. $200 right?
$200 an orange. Those would have been the best. They should have been the best oranges I've ever eaten in my entire life. And I was just like, I don't know what to say.
I remember she goes, you go, I'm so sorry. And then she goes, well, unfortunately, we take it as your responsibility to know what's in your luggage.
I mean, honestly, though, I signed that form.
No, it's true. You should know.
And like, that was a very large mistake. And like a lot of other people are doing it too. This guy was like throwing a huge fit. The drama. But I was like, I mean, obviously I don't want to pay $400 and that is a lot
but
of
you
money.
Had to.
But legally, I mean, I did it. So I was just like, I didn't put up a fight. I was just like, okay, I'm so sorry. And then I had to pay them $400. And let me tell you, on the way home, I wrote every single thing in my backpack down to the magnet that I bought at the souvenir shop, everybody.
Toy you bought for Daisy.
Literally the stuffed animal. I'm never doing it again. But that was starting off our trip on a $400 right foot.
Well, what's funny too is when we were going through, or when I was going through security, like a little bit ahead of you, I saw all these signs. And it was like, this is your last time to remove anything from your luggage. And I was like,
interesting.
I had a sub thought that maybe I should point that out to you, but I assume that you also saw the like 20 huge plastered signs everywhere.
Yeah, I wasn't looking at all.
And then the guy for customs had said to me, you know, when I was going through the form, he had said, oh, do you have any fruits, even anything from the plane, any snacks? And I did have Chex Mix, but I left my Chex Mix on the plane, and I was so sad.
Saved yourself $400.
I know. And then when I looked at you, I was like, you're oranges. And I knew. But yeah, so that was funny. So every other time we saw an orange after that, I was like, hey, Remy.
We get to the hotel. There is a massive bowl of oranges sitting on the counter. I was like, well, that's about $3,000 worth of oranges right there.
It's the universe just putting it in your face.
Honestly, like, ha, you want them? Sorry.
Have you guys ever heard of Rebe?
I have. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, so Rebe is a jewelry retailer. And what's really cool is they don't have stones made out of plastic and glass and metals that tarnish. You know when you turn green? I turn green from, I can't wear like cheap metals.
Completely.
I have to have sterling silver or really nice metals.
Yeah.
Because if not, I turn green and it kind of sucks.
Same here, but it gets pricey.
It gets so expensive. But what Rebe does is they actually go straight to the gemstone mines and the pearl farms, and they have a direct relationship with the miners. It's really cool. So what I like about it is that it's kind of like farm to table for restaurants, but with jewelry instead.
Love that for them. I personally love the jewelry so much. I also turn really green from cheap jewelry, so that's something I have to look out for. And also, I really love their accessories. My new favorite thing lately has been taking like bandanas and scarves and tying them around my head.
Yes.
I love it so much. And I have the cutest little scarf from them that has like these gemstones, and it's red and blue and like my favorite thing ever right now. So love that, and I love them.
So yeah, you guys should check them out. And right now, Pretty Basic listeners can get 20% off with code Pretty Basic. Just go to rebenewyork.com/prettybasic and use Pretty Basic at checkout.
Just go to rebenewyork.com. That's rebenewyork.com/prettybasic and use code Pretty Basic at checkout. All right, so that kicked off our trip. We get to the hotel. We end up going out to dinner that night with everybody that was there. And we ended up at actually this place, like that's like our favorite place in New York. It's like a meatball shop.
Oh my God, yes.
It is our favorite place in New York. Whenever we go out and we party till like bars in New York close at 4 a.m., which is crazy. So we'll like leave a bar at like 4 a.m. and then we go to this place called the meatball shop. And basically it's just like a DIY meatball place. But for some reason, it has a very special place in our heart. So we go to dinner with the whole crew and everybody else that's there. And they take us to literally the same exact place that we go to in New York, and we're in New Zealand. And we're like, whoa, this is so insane. And something really weird was happening. My phone was like having issues for some reason loading. And I was trying to like
your service.
See my Instagram. Yeah,
but obviously. Mine was fine.
Yours was fine. Mine was just being really weird for some reason. So I went on to Instagram to just see what was happening. And for some reason, only one single post would load. And everything else was like gray. It was like, could not fetch data. And it was just Taylor Swift's single, like most recent post, and she tagged herself in Auckland, New Zealand, and said, you guys, tomorrow is like the second to last show, please come out, I'm so excited to see you, da 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 da, all this stuff. And I look at Alicia, and like the fact that this was the only thing that
literally
loaded,
the only thing, and you were having so much trouble with your phone before that.
Oh yeah, like I couldn't load anything, and just that one thing popped up. I was like, what are the chances that this is happening? And I have a very personal, I wish I had a personal tie to Taylor Swift, but with her music, I have a very personal tie to something specifically that I kind of wanted to go into. And like this whole story is a very like full circle moment. So I thought, and I actually think that people hearing this, I think it'll actually help out a lot of people.
Well, full circle moments happen a lot.
Yeah. And I think that this one's just an interesting thing. I would honestly say it was kind of fate that like that loaded and that we went. So the post loaded and I look at Alicia and I'm like, oh my God, we need to go to this concert.
And I'm sitting there like, Remy, she's clearly saying something about Australia. And you're like, no, she's in Auckland.
Yeah.
And I didn't believe you. I was like, wait, no, like that. And then we realize that the one time she's in Auckland is the one night that we potentially have free.
Yeah. Literally the only time we could have gone. So after that, we're like, oh my God, we need to go. We need to go. And we had to be doing something the next day, all day from 7 a.m. till 5 p.m.
But we didn't know what time would be done.
Yeah, they said 5 p.m., but they're like, we're not positive, this and that. And it was like a whole group thing, so we couldn't just like leave on our own, obviously. And we were there to work, so obviously that is the priority. So we were trying to figure out if we could go. We go back to the home, to the hotel that night, and we're trying to get tickets, but neither of us could buy tickets because you had to have a New Zealand credit card to do it.
No, I kept trying to buy tickets, and it wouldn't let me because I was something about not in the area, or I literally tried so many times. I even had a friend from home try for me just to like try.
We just had to go. And again, I'll get into the story after. But yeah, we wanted to go so badly. We end up doing the work thing all the next day. And we end at like 3 o'clock.
Well, so after I tried buying the tickets, I honestly come to the moment of just, you know what, Rem? It was the night before. We were both laying in bed. And I said, if it's meant to be,
it'll be.
We'll get tickets tomorrow and I'll call. We'll just go to Will Call, ask for tickets. And if it's supposed to happen, it'll happen.
And also, I was like, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to make it because I was like getting sick the night before. I was feeling sick.
And it was supposed to rain.
Yeah, it was just a lot of things were happening. But we went to bed, woke up the next morning. I felt like $1 million. I felt so good. And we both looked at each other and we're like, we're going tonight. Like,
we just knew. We knew it.
So we do our whole work thing and we ended up ending at 3 o'clock. The concert started at 5:30, by the way.
No. Well, doors opened at 5:30, which we found out.
We thought it started at 5:30, which makes we are so never earlier or on time to anything. So the fact that we actually made it there. Anyways, we end at 3. We get back to the hotel at 3:30 and Alicia calls like the ticket master of New Zealand, whatever it is, gets us tickets somehow.
Gets us tickets
and we're able to go to the concert. We saw all the openers, the full extent of them since we were actually on time.
The Broods, I'm obsessed with now.
Oh yeah, they're really good.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. She's good. She's got it.
Obsessed with.
Big fan. So yeah, we went to the concert. Oh, also side note, I just want to let you know, I know that I've been talking about boys in every single episode and boy drama this and boy drama that, but I've decided after this episode, I'm going to dial it down a little bit. I'm going to give Losher time to shine. She's going to start dating and she's going to talk about it. But I had my dad call me and ask me yesterday how Frog Boy was doing, and then I thought, first of all, it's Turtle Dude. Second of all, oh my God, my dad's listening about my dating life. So we're gonna take it after today's episode. We're gonna take it back for a little bit, but this one I think is really important. Oh my God, I know all of our parents listen. I was like so embarrassed. I was like, I don't think about this when I'm talking Remy per usual. So yeah, this one though, I think, I don't know, this one actually means a lot to me.
Yeah.
Whew. I'm not gonna cry, but
no. And if you do, totally fine. I cry at anything, as we know. So another thing to kind of mention is I feel like we've talked about it openly. As I said, I feel like 2018 has just been a crazy year for a lot of people. Everyone I talk to says 2018 is just so many highs and so many lows and it's all over the place. And like, are you okay?
I'm gonna cry.
Are you okay?
I'm not okay.
Oh my God, are you okay? Wait, guys, I just looked up and made eye contact with Remy and the lip was quivering. It was starting and I was like, oh my God, are we good? It's fine, we're good. But yeah, 2018 has just been so interesting and I'm assuming a lot of you listening also agree.
All right, so I don't know if anybody's ever heard the song Delicate by Taylor Swift. I love that song so much and I have a little story time. So I feel like when I talk about boys, it's always like really funny and I'm just like joking around, but this one, I don't really talk about this situation because it actually like means a lot to me. Mm-hmm. Is that weird to say?
No.
My heart is racing right now. So, yeah. And this is the last time we'll talk about boys for a while. But back in October of 2017, I went to a Halloween party and I met somebody. And right after that, a few weeks later, I was just crazy. Honestly, I'm like kind of insane. I went to the Philippines for, it's called It's a Girl Thing. It was this really, really fun girl empowerment tour that I was doing. And he was kind of the first guy that I ever really had feelings for, honestly, ever. And so I remember I got into the van right when we got into the Philippines and we were driving to the hotel and Taylor Swift had just dropped Reputation. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, I can finally listen to it. Like I have time, I'm gonna do it. So I sit in the car. I remember Delicate came on and the song is about like liking someone and like then not caring about like your reputation and this and that. You just like, you like them and they like you and this and that. And so me being crazy, I was like, oh my God, this song is my life. Like I think that honestly kind of listening to that song forced me to like, it convinced me to like him even more. Does that make sense at all?
Oh, complete.
Okay,
sense.
Good. I feel insane 99% of the time, 100% of the time. So I'm listening to the song, and ever since then, I kind of resonated that song with him. And like every time I'd hear it, I'd think of him and things like that. So that song always had a special tie. And then like a lot of stuff happened. And then, you know, it was a roller coaster, as we always say, my whole dating life is. And then in May, May was the weirdest month of my life, I think. And for you too. Basically, May, we were gone the entire month because from May 1st to the 9th, we were at Creator Summit, which is like a YouTube summit thing for creators. And then, after that, we came back for a week. And in that week, we did so much. We what did we do?
Well, that week was crazy. Announced my break. We do Revolve Around the World, so there's a whole bunch of events every single night. We fly to Vegas for one night.
We took a PJ to PJ to Vegas for one
which
night.
Which is a private jet, and if people who like me don't actually go on private jets a lot, it actually wasn't a private jet, it was a private plane.
Oh, sorry. I don't know the difference.
But yeah, that's what that means, and I had no idea because I don't do that. It's not my life. This is Third Love. Guys, I am not kidding. They sent me a bra. Like I said, I wear it all the time.
Can I just say, we went to Victoria's Secret the other day and she was like, I don't know. It's not Third Love.
No, I'm not kidding. It's amazing.
She loves it.
I had two photo shoots this week and I wore it both days.
Wow.
That's when you know.
That's when you know.
But the main reason why I do love it though is they have half sizes and that's their whole thing is that everyone has different shaped boobs, basically.
Everyone's got some extra back fat. Some have more, some have less. I have more, and I love that Third Love helps me with mine.
But yeah, so we always say that just because, shoes have half sizes, why can't bras have half sizes? And I think that's crazy. I never knew I was wearing the wrong bra my whole life, and now I want to order a whole bunch more. I really want to get a strapless one.
Ooh, that'd be really good. Strapless bras are the worst, too.
I know.
Ooh, good idea. I might follow you up on that too. So if you guys didn't know, they have a fit finder quiz where basically you go on, you answer a few questions, and you can find your perfect fit. Over 10 million women have taken the quiz to date, and it's actually really, really fun to do. I love those online quizzes, so I was just having fun like answering all the questions and things like that. And also, Third Love offers double the number of sizes that most brands offer, which is super cool. And again, Alicia's a huge fan. I'm a huge fan too, but she is a stan of this brand.
I am. So Third Love knows that there is a perfect bra out there for every single one of you. So right now, they're offering everyone 15% off your first order. So go to thirdlove.com/basic now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase.
That's thirdlove.com/basic for 15% off today.
Anyways, we go to Vegas. We were supposed to be in Vegas on Sunday. So our team was saying, hey, why don't you just stay out there? And we were so adamant. We said, no, we have to fly to LA because we have
for
a Taylor Swift concert.
You're so
so
right.
So then we flew back Friday night super late to LA so we could go to the concert, and then we had to fly back out early, early Sunday morning to go to Vegas again for the Billboard Music Awards.
And then came home that night and then left for Greece the next day.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, so that was the craziest month. And then on top of that, I was an emotional wreck, honestly.
Oh, same.
Remember what happened in New York when I left that bar?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we won't talk about that. But it was crazy. And we ended up going to the Taylor Swift concert and she sang Delicate. And at this point, I was still not very much in my feelings and I had been suppressing everything. And I remember I just looked, Alicia knew what the song meant to me and the song came on and she just like looks at me and I look at her and I just start sobbing at the concert, like just, and we're like front row at the Rose Bowl. Like Taylor was like, she could spit on us.
Oh my God.
And we were just like, I was sobbing and she was holding me. And I remember just thinking like, there's no one else I'd rather be with right now than with you guys. So that was a rough night. And then fast forward, basically a lot of other stuff has happened since then, but finally I'm like, I'm over it. And I feel like going to New Zealand, I was like, in the best place I possibly could have been. And then the whole Taylor Swift thing happened with my phone. And I was like, oh my God, we have to go to this concert because I have to hear Delicate so that I can like be okay. Is that weird?
No.
I'm like shaking right now.
Oh my God, don't.
I don't know if I'm like explaining this right, but like, you know, everything that I've been feeling since I expressed it all. But like,
I think everyone's been there though. When there's like that one special someone and there's a song you hear and you will always think of that person. You know, that's something that everyone has dealt with or deals with. Like it's something so easy. So it's no matter what, especially the Reputation tour, like of course you can only think of those old memories. Mm-hmm. So going into it, I'm sure you were halfway like, am I going to be excited? Am I going to be sad all over again?
Oh, I thought
like,
I was going to cry for
like,
sure.
Exactly. You're like, you don't know how you're going to react. And it's been so long. But at the same time, like ties can be so weird and just like emotions in general.
Even though I'm over it now, even if I hear that song, I know I'm going to forever resonate with
it. Yeah, and
this
maybe
guy.
You're not fully over it and that's okay. And I think that's a huge thing. Oh, we're going to get deep for a second.
Okay, let me just finish off the story. So we go to New Zealand. We go to the concert. We make it there.
We made it there.
And let me just say also, we're at World Cup picking up the tickets. We meet a subscriber and she looks at me and goes, content, baby, content.
Yes!
It's so funny.
Oh my God, and I forget her name, but she was so sweet.
She was so cute. We watched the concert. It was amazing. I had so much fun. And then she, it's like in the middle of the concert and she starts giving this little spiel about, and it was crazy, you guys. It was about, and the thing is, I'm sure she gave the same spiel when we went in May, but I wasn't listening.
She didn't. And that's what I loved, comparing from May to November. She's changed, so she has different things to say, but also how the concert has changed and how our lives have changed, but it's the same concert.
It's the same set list, same choreography, but you're so right.
And that's why I feel like when she was giving this speech, I thought of you so many times and I thought of me so many times, and it was just so weird.
Oh my God,
you're so right. So do you, and then I'll say my part.
I didn't even think about that. Well, I feel like she gave this speech about, the whole tour is called Reputation, and she talked about how, at what age do we develop this awareness of a reputation. She's like, when you're 5 years old in the toy store throwing a fit, a temper tantrum,
you don't care who's staring,
you don't care who's listening. But when you're 23 and you're out walking around the mall, you're like, what are people thinking of me? Who's looking at me right now? What are they thinking? Are they judging me? And at what age do you develop that awareness that people are judging you, and you're that insecurity of people judging you and things like that? And so I was like, wow, that's really interesting. And then she started talking about how there are people in your life that, you know, so badly you want them to kind of get to know you and get to know the real you and be open to knowing you, but they sort of have this guard up, or they don't really give the chance to get to know you. They kind of assume that they know you already, which I think goes for being a YouTuber. A lot of people assume that they know us, and so they don't really give us a chance, or I don't, that's kind of how I feel with
I
that.
I think also in the sense of everyone does it, like kind of when you have an opinion about someone, even from just meeting someone, not in a judgment way, but it's kind of hard to change that idea of someone that you have in your head.
Yeah.
You know?
You have preconceived notions on.
Yeah, and that's just, unfortunately, sometimes, like, bad. I mean, it's good, or not good, but
it's
like...
It's a catch-22.
Yeah, where it can be hard where, what if you just met someone on off day, but now you always will remember, oh, I've met so many people who they're like, oh, I met this YouTuber in person and they're so mean. And I'm like, oh, really? I know them and they're nice, but like maybe they just had a bad day or, you know, so it's so interesting.
It is really, really true. And with her speech, then she went into, you know, how people, won't make assumptions and not give you a chance. And you're just afraid. And with this guy specifically, I feel like I was never able to be my full self because I was so scared that he wasn't going to like me for me. And so I learned a lot from it, but I can say I was never fully myself. But I think it was also because it was such a transitional time in my life where I was trying to figure out who I am, and I still am. But especially between last October and now, I can say I'm completely different, and I'm sure
not
you
even
are
like
too.
Physically, but like emotionally, spiritual, like every way.
I did an interview yesterday talking about my weight loss and everything, and they're like, "Oh, you know what? It's crazy because you are a different person." And that's the first time I've heard it from someone else saying it, because for so long I would hear, "You've changed."
In a negative connotation.
With a negative connotation, but even with that, I would fight it so hard, and I'd be like, "No, I'm the same." Until finally one day I was like, "No, I am. I am different." It'd be strange for me to not be
Yeah. Like, that's normal. And even me, I haven't lost a whole bunch of weight in a year, but I'm still different from who I was last year. And that's the whole part of growth and change. Like, that's so interesting.
Yeah. And so she gave this speech, and I connected with her I've recognized that I was never able to be my full self with this guy just because I liked him so much that I wanted him to like me, but I was open and like willing to just like, I don't know. I was afraid that if I showed the real me, he wouldn't like that. And that would hurt even more than him not liking my like fake self. Does that make any sense?
It does. And something we've even talked about too, is I'm sure for the longest time you were saying, oh, well, like you know, guys will like me when I lose the weight, when I lose the weight. And then it happened. And then you're like, what if he still doesn't like me?
Yeah.
For like me deep. Oh my God. Why am I so emotional? Yeah.
That's how I feel though.
And like, but that like, Rem, you are literally like, so like you are one of the best people like on this earth. And like, if he doesn't see that, like, screw him and screw the Craigs. Everyone should go watch Ashley.
Craig.
not Greg Craig.
No, we love Greg.
Ashley Graham did this amazing speech about how she like invested so much of her and changed herself for this guy named Craig. And later in life, she realized like, screw Craig, you know? And like, I don't know, like, I just thought of that. And it is so hard though, when you put yourself out there. So like, it's such a vulnerable thing. And like, for someone to like,
it sucks.
Just play with your emotions for so long.
Yeah. Whew. Anyways, then she performed Delicate and I was like, oh my God. Well, I remember looking at you and I was like, she was talking and I was like, is this it? I think this is it. You're like,
I knew.
I think it's it.
I knew.
And then she went into the song and you guys, I danced my ass off. I had so much fun. I was smiling. I wasn't sad in the slightest. I look at Alicia. She's just looking at me and I was like, I'm good. She gives me a peace sign and then we dance together. And then she finished it off with Shake It Off after that. And I feel like that was just the most full circle moment that I could have had.
Thinking back to May.
Thinking
the first time
how
seeing that.
Sad I was. Yeah, you got to see it. And so, yeah, that was my tie with it. And I think that's why it was so special to me. And the whole thing was just,
well, also
crazy and
I
fate.
Think when it comes to whether it's like a friendship or relationship or anything like that, like when you're hurting, it's so easy just to feel like, oh, I'll never be happy again. And I'm sure in May, like that moment, you just probably felt so like stuck and never thinking like, wow, if you knew then, oh, it only would have been X amount of months. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It would have been like easier to get through.
Like, okay, just wait till November.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, just wait. But that's the thing about, you know, like heartbreak or anything like that is you never know how long it's going to be. And that's what makes it so hard because you don't know.
It's the fear of the unknown.
The unknown.
That's true.
We love and hate the unknown.
All right, guys, you've heard this one before. If you guys listened to episode 1 of Pretty Basic, then you heard us talk about Robinhood.
They have a special place in our heart because of that reason.
They
shout out Robinhood.
They really do. I have to say also, since that episode, I didn't know how many of my friends actually use Robinhood too. They actually talked to me about it and I think that's awesome.
So if you guys haven't heard the first episode, go listen. But just to remind you, Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free.
I love it because I used to get so confused with stocks and everything like that, but they have easy to understand charts and market data and you can place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone.
No, it's great, especially because we were never really taught that in school. And I feel like they make it so easy to understand, which is great because like you said, it can be super confusing, but I promise it's not.
Also, speaking of learning, you can actually learn how to invest as you build your portfolio. So as you're doing it, you're just learning along the way, which is really cool.
And you can also put notifications up. So if there's something you're really interested in or a stock, it'll let you know when you can invest in it and a good time too. And like that's amazing.
I do it, honestly. I watch my phone constantly. So Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up at basic.robinhood.com. That's basic.robinhood.com. Well, what was your tie to it? I would love to hear this.
So for me, okay, this is something I never really talk about, but I, for the longest time, for basically my whole life until earlier this year, I truly felt like I didn't care about what people thought of me in any sense. And I had fully convinced myself that because anytime I would start to let myself think that, I'd be like, Alicia, no, you wear no makeup for millions of people to see. Like, you don't have to look perfect on camera 24/7. Like, you don't care about image. You know, you don't care about image. But I realized I saw a therapist and I quickly realized I do care. And I remember this moment because I was sitting there and I was realizing, I even told her, I was like, I don't care about what people think, but I'm confused. And the more I realized it, the more I realized I don't care. I always tied caring about your image as physical image. Like, oh, I have to have my makeup on. My hair has to be perfect.
Yeah.
Not so much my image and my reputation.
Big reputation.
Big reputation. Ooh, yeah. So I realized I can't. And this was a big turning point for me. And this is how Remy and I are a little different too, where I feel like one of the things we connected to over our friendship was, I will be so stupid online for millions to see. I don't care about that. I'll open up to people on the internet. I don't really care about that. But when it comes to people close to me or potential like real friendships, like real, real friendships of people who don't care that I'm Alicia Marie online or something. Like that's what's hard for me to open up and not care what people think. So
what do you think I'm like?
No, well, you've said how you're like, oh, it's harder for me to be open online. And for me, I'm like, oh, no, I'll cry my eyes out online. I don't care. Like, so I think for the longest time, I convinced myself I don't care what people think. I don't care about what people think of me because I only saw it in one way of having to look, wear super expensive designer things. And like, you know, that type of image was in my head when I realized, oh, no, like for me, the relationships in my life, like I care about what people think of me or even acquaintances, you know, but not so much strangers.
That is the exact opposite of me.
Which is, I think, another reason why
we compliment each other.
We're meant to be friends right now. Like,
yeah.
So for me, that's just been a struggle this entire year. So I've, you know, once you realize you have an insecurity, like it just like opens up. And
oh, you're talking to the queen of insecurities right now.
And I like, it's so funny how like I literally convinced myself for years that like, oh no, I don't care. And now looking back, I'm like, wait, it's so obvious looking back to times in high school or times, you know, like seeing, it's just so crazy. I feel like my eyes are open to that now, which is like, it's not bad, but it's, like it's good because it's change, it's growth, you know, but it's growth can be like hard, you know? So anyways, so we're at the Taylor Swift concert.
back to
New Zealand. The same speech that Remy was saying, this is what I took away from it. I just remember her kind of, you know, I love those concert moments when they just like talk to the crowd. And so she did bring up, you know, at what age do we start caring about what people think of us? And side note, I have heard it's like middle school, adolescence time.
oh my God, middle school is the worst years of my life.
No, when I think of fifth grade, I didn't care. When I think of sixth grade, also I did change schools then. Like I was very aware. You know, I was aware that like, oh, people are wearing that and I'm wearing that. Like
I got bullied for the first time in seventh grade. I feel
really?
Like that's when, yeah.
Yeah, so it's around that. And that is such a crucial time. And I think that's why I'm so happy everyone's spreading, you know, anti-bullying campaigns and stuff because it's so important.
Yeah.
And just being nice to people, like, oh my gosh.
Preaching to the choir.
Literally. Anyways, back to New Zealand.
Sorry.
So she goes on this, and I'm sure most of you know her whole story with like Kim K and all that drama and like the whole reputation thing and the snakes and all that stuff. But she was saying how, at what age do we start caring? And that she got so wrapped up of, you know, what would her life be without this spotlight on her? And I felt like that was like on a lower, much minuscule, tiny percentage how...
And her left pinky nail.
Yeah. Like her stage is a lot smaller from our stage, but still, you know, like having an audience, people watching you and stuff. And I think that's something it's been hard for me to like separate those two and be like, okay, like who am I without YouTube and who's just Alicia, not just like Alicia Marie at times, you know? So, but she went to say how she feels like she figured out the key, why we all care so much, like why everyone cares so much about what people think of them. So I'm literally there like big eyes, like listening, like, tell me.
Hold on to your seats, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm like, why do I care? Tell me why I care. And she goes, I think I figured out that we're scared of missing out on something that's real. I think someone judging you and not getting to know the real you, you're scared of missing out on something that could be real between you, whether it's a friend, a guy, a stranger, anything, because you're scared of missing out. And she was like, I think I've really figured it out. And I thought of her, seeing her in May, she probably hadn't thought of that then. You know what I mean? And like now her here, because I know for a fact she never said that. She didn't say it. She probably said something like it, you know.
Honestly,
but
she could have said it in May, but I was too busy crying to hear. I just hear my sobbing.
So back to like the whole realization year, I was just like, wow, that's something that she discovered that she wanted to share with everyone. And that's something I've never, because I always, you know, I think about everything we talk about stuff. That's something like her saying missing out on realness was something that I never even thought of could be part of it.
Yeah.
So it was so interesting, like me sitting there realizing like, is that what I'm scared of? Is that part of it? Part of the reason why we care so much, you know? And it was so fun. And I feel like even hearing that, like during Shake It Off or whatever, like after that, it made me want to have more fun in the audience. Cause normally I'm sitting there being like, oh, I want to scream and jump and like do whatever, but I don't want to annoy the person next to me. Or like, Oh, what if someone behind me is like, oh, these girls.
Yeah.
Like I think those things all the time. And then
that's crazy. You do?
Yeah. Oh my God. All the time.
Wow.
I know.
I'm just going to dance like no one's watching.
No. Yeah. And like, I just, it was such a moment for me of being like, wow, I really have come so far. But at the same time, I'm like, dang, I still have a lot of growth to do. But hearing her say that, I just had a moment of like, wow, maybe that's why we all do care so much. We're scared.
Think of how much personal growth Taylor Swift went through from May till now.
Oh my gosh.
Think of how much you've gone through, how much I've gone through. But it's when you're living your life day to day, you don't think about it. But you have to step back. What's the thing about the analogy with the trees? Where if you're in the forest and you're just like staring at a tree, you only see one. But you, oh. I'm totally saying it wrong. But you get the gist. When you have to step out and you can see a whole forest of them.
Got it.
Something like that. I'm so sorry. I probably finished it. But yeah, I love that it just, that concert meant so much to both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought I'd be opening up about that relationship on anything.
I mean, we all have that one relationship that like really sticks with you, you know? Everyone listening right now is nodding like, mm-hmm.
I know. Well, I didn't want to talk about this, to be honest.
I know.
But a lot of my friends, when I told them what happened in New Zealand, were like, Rem, you need to talk about it. Only if you want to. But they're like, you don't know how many people this is going to help. And I was like, it is my rightful duty now.
I signed up for this.
Step up to the plate. For the Pretty Basic listeners, I will. But that was a lot.
Wow. I feel like we could talk about this stuff for so long.
We've got plenty more episodes, my
plenty
friend.
Plenty more every Wednesday.
Every
Don't forget
Wednesday.
To subscribe. I guess we should just end it here, huh? Dang. Well, thank you. Honestly, thanks, Rem, for saying all of that, too.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Thank you for opening up, too.
No, I
don't talk about it a lot.
I don't, especially, like, publicly and
I'm
stuff.
Proud but, I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you.
Just a big old love fest. If Pretty Basic ends up not working out, which, God forbid, but our next podcast name is going to be called Boy Drama and Breakdowns.
Perfect.
With Alicia and Remy. I think that this episode really, that this is the episode we pitch because this is the perfect mixture of a breakdown, boy drama.
And we say the title in it too,
all
so
in
it
one.
Kind of, yeah, it's
ties
just like a nice
in.
Little package
it's
of everything.
Beautiful with a bow.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and rate us because it actually really, really does help other people find our podcast.
Yes. Also, be sure to listen to us on iTunes or Spotify, Google, wherever you guys listen to your podcasts. And we love you.
Love you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.